And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
What up, what up? It's Matt Muse. It's Discorder Radio. It's 5 o'clock. I got a song for you. It's by a guy called Iza Contractor. It's called In a Flash. And here it is on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. What's going on? It's Matt Muse at the controls today. I'm flying solo on Discorder Radio. It's me, all hour, for better or for worse. Let's get started. That was a tune called In a Flash by a band called, or maybe it's just a guy, I don't know, Iza Contractor. some jazz for you. And the reason we're playing jazz, I am told, is there's a photography exhibition going on this week, Capture Photography Festival, tonight at Space, 6 to 9 p.m. Space is a gallery at 522 Clark Street, so out in East Van. The show is called The Lost Vancouver, an unexpected Art Deco tour. I think I've seen some posters for this around town. It's highlighting some of the older Art Deco stuff in Vancouver, such as the Burrard Bridge, you may recall, has that kind of Art Deco facade going on, a couple of buildings downtown. So yeah, it's some old photography of Vancouver. It's going to be cool. Check it out. There's also a talk from Jennifer Iredale, former director at Heritage BC. So yeah, it's Discord Radio. It's 5 o'clock. Let's get started as we usually do with the CITR charts. We're going to tell you the 5 most played albums of the week here on CITR. Number 5, a band that you've heard a fair bit of on this show. It's Pale Red with Soft Opening, their self-released record coming in at number 5. Number 4, this is a brand new one, CFCF and Jean-Michel Blaise with Cascades on Arts and Crafts Records. Number 3, The Real McKenzies, with Two Devils Will Talk on Stomp Records. I can't guarantee, but I would not be surprised if Mike plays some in the Flex Your Head show right after us. Number 2, they were number 1 for like a bunch of weeks, but now they've been unseated. The Courtneys are number 2 with their album Number 2, or just 2, on Flying Nun Records. And we've got a brand new number 1 this week. It's High Plains with Cinderland on Cranky Records. And this is a song called Hypoxia. I popped my pee real bad on that. That was brutal. It's High Plains with Hypoxia on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Kloss, Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh! Swollen Members gonna make y'all stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top.
At what age do you become a spinster? We are the spinsters hanging in trees, hanging in trees at 45 degrees. We are the black holes with no line after us, the women who have never wed. At us is where the line stops dead. Old vacuum cleaner bags. Oh yes, there's one in every family. Bone crones covered in stigma and sags. Eccentric single ants who spoil their cats and dogs and birds from their paltry little rooms and thatched roofed houses. Ugly, crusty, lonely, barren infertilians. Wrinkled, dried up, shriveled, washed up infertilians. With warts and facial hair. Broken down jalopies sans despair. Disintegrating twigs in sand shoes. The crypto relic shrews with painted on eyebrows and old lady perfume. Left hanging in trees at 45 degrees. Looking petrified like poster girls of a degenerative disease, mummified, the bells without a ring. Snap! Old maids become a new parlor game now. We are the neo-spinsters, spin masters, spin meisters, spin sisters, spinning with monkeys and motorcycles, surfboards and string bikinis, with shaved heads and tattooed shoulders, gold credit and trips around.
CITR 101.9 FM, that was Sherry D. Wilson with a spoken word number there called Spinsters Hanging in Trees. That was cool. I was getting some Beck vibes from that. That was, we played that because there's an event happening tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Freddie Wood Theater here at UBC. That's the Slam Side of the City, celebration of the publication of UBC Slam's new book, A Delightfully Pacifistic Huddle of Poems. We got performances, I assume readings, from R.C. Weslowski, Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac, C.R. Avery, and the poet we just heard, Sherry D. Wilson. And I guess there's an after party at Kerner's. So see there, I guess, if you're into slam poetry. I am joined in the studio now by Britt Bachman because what we've got here is a brand new April issue of Discorder magazine. What's going on, Britt?
Yes, we do. Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm the editor of Discorder for anybody who might be listening and not know. But in addition to editing, sometimes I jump in and write a couple articles myself. I thought I'd let you know about one of the articles that I wrote. It's a little time sensitive.
Oh, yeah?
It's a little relevant to right now.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Oh, yeah. It's called The Business of Music. It's about the BC Music Fund, Creative BC's sort of allocation of funds to BC musicians. And yeah, we've been sitting on this topic for quite a while. Obviously, like the topic of musicians getting huge lump sums of money in British Columbia is something that Discorder definitely could have addressed earlier. We've thought about writing articles about the BC Music Fund. Actually, Alex DeBoer did write begin writing a great article to that effect as well, but we held off because we wanted to see how it would what would come of it, I suppose. I had an interview with Prem Gill, who is the CEO of Creative BC, just to talk about some of the particulars about the funding models. Came to the conclusion that while it is an incredible program, I think that Creative BC is doing a really great job of finding very creative ways of allocating money to BC musicians, that it's really not for a lot of the musicians represented in the Discorder community. It's, I mean, we were hopeful.
Well, it's like, you know, because I'm a musician myself, I've looked at it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of restrictive, some of the criteria that you have to meet if you want one of those grants.
Oh, yeah, it's quite restrictive, especially the restriction around being a registered business.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the big one.
Like, who has a business number of the artists that we've featured in these pages? Of, you know, like a garage band does not have a business number. So I really felt as if it was restricted in that way. And I do understand why Creative BC is doing this. It's to cover their butts to a certain extent. This is, of course, government public money, and there needs to be a really strong paper trail attached to it. But the way it was pitched to sort of like emerging artists, or, you know, artists that are up and coming, and this is really going to like spur on creativity, it's not. It's going to help the industry around music, which is unfortunately still very inaccessible to emerging artists.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can read all about that in this month's new Discorder. By the way, can I say I love the spot color of this issue, month's issue. That sort of banana yellow. It's really nice.
Yeah, that would be the art director, Ricky Castaneto. That was his doing. Nice canary yellow for the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks great, especially on the calendar in the center with the art feature and then the yellow all at the bottom.
Yeah, and fun fact, you can actually take out the calendar and flip it around, and it is a map of Record Store Day.
Oh, wow.
Interactive.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, interactive feature this month.
When is Record Store Day?
It is April 22nd, Saturday, April 22nd, which is also Earth Day, I believe. Day, perhaps? Yes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's one other feature in here that caught my eye, because I remember being sort of, whoa, when I was at the pitch meeting, and my eyes, I sort of like perked up when I heard it, because I was like, ooh, that's interesting. It's the politics of moshing.
Yeah. Bridget Gallagher is a wonderful local writer, and she brought this one to us, or rather, she wrote it, researched it, knows a lot about this topic, and it is the politics of moshing. Subtle politics. There's a lot of subtle social politics around moshing that we don't always think of when we're at shows, unless you're me, and I think about it a lot because I find moshing environments quite intimidating for various social anxiety reasons. But yeah, Bridget just kind of goes into it and talks about, you know, all the accessibility issues around moshing, where moshing came from, how it's not actually as inclusive as it maybe started out to be or is pitched to be. There's a lot of elements of moshing that are quite macho, and Bridget lists them and goes into just kind of the politics of it, so to speak. And then Michael Shantz is this amazing illustrator who's been with us for close to a decade, and he did a really cute illustration for it too.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I will have to read that one in full when I get a chance. I'm looking forward to it, but you know, if you want to actually get your moshing on in real life, there's a show coming up. What's the deal with Hot Dog Days, Britt?
Hot Dog Days! Yeah, props to Andy Resto, music director here at CITR. Him and What's Up Hot Dog and Mint Records are putting on this great new series called Hot Dog Days, where we get together at What's Up Hot Dog and watch some bands and eat hot dogs. And yeah, it's going to be a really good time. And the first one, it's going to be a monthly series. The first one is tonight at What's Up Hot Dog with the Shit Talkers and Be Afraid.
Awesome. Well, there's a song that we've heard a couple times on this show by the Shit Talkers, but I'm going to play it again because I love it. It's called East Van. And if you like it, you can go down to What's Up Hot Dog, which is, it's on Hastings, right?
Yeah, it's in Hastings Sunrise, so by like Hastings and Nanaimo area.
Yeah.
And I think it starts at 9 o'clock promptly.
Cool. We'll head out to East Van, get a hot dog, listen to some punk rock. We're going to listen to some punk rock right now. It's East Van by the Shit Talkers on CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Discord Magazine, and Mint Records present Hot Dog Days. It's a monthly concert and video series at What's Up Hot Dog featuring local acts, good food, pinball, and high fives. Admission is free and there will be hot dogs. The first edition is Tuesday, April 11th, featuring Be Afraid and the Shit Talkers. Hot dog. Hot dog. 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 Hot dog.
Is
Saturday, April 15th, a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is taking place in the Grand Lux Hall of the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Ave. Tickets are available at Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and both Red Cat Record locations. There will be raffle prizes from Anita Sikma, Nimbus School of Recording, Live Nation, John Fluvog, Tea Leather and Wood, The Juice Truck, Pizzeria Barbarella, CITR, and many more. Doors are at 6, shows at 6:30.
This is Nashland. You are listening to Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Stay in my room all day. It's heaven.
CITR 101.9, that was Be Afraid. That's the name of the band. Be Afraid of Be Afraid. They are not going out on that track off their album Never Do Anything. And along with, just before that, you heard the Shit Talkers with East Van. You can check both of them out tonight at What's Up Hot Dog on Hastings for the first in what is going to be a long-running series of Hot Dog Days. Number one tonight, kicking off. That reminds me, I'll get this on the air whenever possible, of a restaurant in Calgary called Tubby Dog, which has a similar, like, they have shows there all the time. So if it sounds crazy to have a rock show in a hot dog restaurant, let me tell you, it 100% is. You should go check it out. Speaking of shows happening tonight, maybe you want to hit both. Maybe you want to go get dinner at What's Up Hot Dog and check out the bands there, and then head down for a bit of a later show just a ways down Hastings and a little bit south, I guess, down at the Cobalt. You can check out our long-running number one band for a number of weeks. It's the Courtneys. They're back from tour. I guess this would be, you'd call it a homecoming show, playing at the Cobalt tonight. Doors are at 8, which means, you know, usually the first band is at like 9, 9:30. It's the Courtneys, and I believe they're opening for Jay Somm, who's from Oakland. So I'm going to play you two tracks right now. I'm going to play you Tour by the Courtneys. They're back from tour. I'm just going to play you Tour. And then I'm going to play you a Jay Somm track. So let's get into it. Here is Tour by the Courtneys from their album 2. You go check them out tonight at the Cobalt.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
CITR, Discord Radio, 101.9 FM. It's Matt Muse. I'm holding down the fort somehow. That was Jay Somm with the track Baby. She is playing tonight at the Cobalt along with hometown heroes, the Courtneys, back from tour. You can go check them out right after you check out Hot Duck Days, of course. Speaking of cool shows, as we often do on this show, Discord or Radio, kind of our thing. There's another one that you can check out this weekend. It is, you've heard this a couple times before, Girls Rock Camp Fundraiser. But I will very happily play any and all bands who are playing Girls Rock Camp fundraisers on this show. So write in if you are one. Girls Rock Camp is super cool. It's run by, I actually don't know who's running it this year. It used to be run by Sarah Cordingley, who was our music director here at CITR for a while. It is what it sounds like. It's a camp for girls who want to come and learn how to rock and roll, play some guitar, do all that cool stuff. Happens during the summer, I believe. But yeah, there's been some fundraisers going on. I know Sarah Jickling played one a couple weeks ago. We highlighted another one on the show a couple weeks ago as well. But there's one on Saturday at the Grand Deluxe Hall, Saturday, April 15th, 6 to 10 p.m. It's all ages. You can get tickets for $20 at Red Cat, Zulu, and Neptune. And I noticed, I was at Red Cat the other day, I noticed they actually aren't even charging service charges on their tickets as they usually do. So that's cool. It's literally just $20. It's not like a hidden $25 thing. Yeah. This one on Saturday, we've got, oh wow, it's a CITR all-star cast here. It's Supermoon, Ashley Shadow, Scum Loud, who we've played before and who I'm going to play you in a bit, and Old Girl as well. So yeah, let's play you two of those bands that we haven't heard in a while. It's, we're going to start with Old Girl, Fever Dream, Objet A on CITR 101.9 FM.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM. That was Scum Loud with ASMR. You can check them out on Saturday, along with Old Girl, who we heard before that, playing a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp. We also heard a nice little PSA there for as well. That's at Saturday, Grand Lux Hall. Tickets at all the usual places, Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, all that. So I'm going to play you another two-pack for another show. I got a note here from Dora, who you may recognize as a sometimes host of this program. So she left me this note of stuff to play. There's a show happening, Black Lab, 8 to 10:30 on Friday, April 14th, in all caps. Three really good out-of-town bands. This never happens. You should come. No Buttheads or Divas. So that's a note from Dora. The bands are, it's Sediment Club from New York City, Raise from Oakland, Gen Pop from Olympia, and Tough Customer from Vancouver. So yeah, there you go. Let's hear a track right now from one of those bands. Tough Age, Tell You Off on Discorder Radio. CIT. Oh, Tough Age, they've changed their name to Tough Customer. That's what it is. That's why I got confused. Okay, Tough Customer, Tell You Off on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We made it through, you guys. I did it. It's all good. Coming up next is it's Mike with Flex Your Head. As usual, he's got all of your hardcore and punk needs taken care of for the next 2 hours, so stay tuned. Before we go, I'm going to play you one more song. Coming up, as Britt mentioned earlier in the show, coming up on April 22nd, it's Record Store Day, so that's not this weekend, but next weekend. And you can go to many of the great record stores in town, and you can check out some of the cool new releases. Normally, CITR broadcasts live. We are not doing that this year, but we're having an after party. Where is it? It's at Redgate. The after party is at Redgate, co-putting it on together with our friends out at SFU, CJSF. And Pale Red is going to be playing. So I'm going to play you a song by Pale Red. It's called Boy Kings from their album Soft Openings. Stay tuned for Flex Your Head. I'm out of here. See you later.